This podcast is sponsored by Mark Smith at Oris Capital, an SEC registered financial advisor with a legal obligation to put your needs first.
Whether you're in retirement or just starting your investing journey, Mark can put together a plan to meet your goals. Just go to oriscapital.com. During this month of February, when love is in the air,
we are getting to the heart of love. And this is Chick to Chick.
Okay, Carrie, I have a question for you. Who got it right? Tina Turner sang, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" And then the Beatles sang, "All You Need Is Love." So who got it right?
Oh, the Beatles got it right. Are you kidding? The Beatles got it right because whether you're getting love from your best friends, you're getting love from a significant person in your life, your parents, your kids, and your pets, that's what you need. You need is love. And let's face it, Tina Turner was just irritated with Ike, okay? She's yelling at Ike. What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
Beatles. She doesn't say got to do with it. She says got to do with it. What?
That's what it always sounded like to me when I was listening to it.
Sounded like she's saying, what's love got to do with it?
Exactly.
You know, I'm going with you with the Beatles. All you need is love. You know, and I think we go through life and, you know, we start accumulating things and we think we need wealth. And I always say, you know, it doesn't matter how big your house is, how many cars you have, how much money you have in the bank. If you don't have love in your life, none of that matters. How many times have we heard stories of millionaires living in these big houses and 20 cars, and they're not happy because they don't have love? And I think as humans, that is like just one of the things we need. It's a basic necessity that we need.
Well, here's the thing too, Flora. Love starts with how you feel about yourself. You have to love yourself. You have to feel that love. And if you don't, and you're going searching for love in all the wrong places, there's another song. But when you're going searching for love and you don't have love for yourself, I don't know that you are A, capable of feeling real love, but more importantly, I don't know that you're capable of giving love. So I think when you're talking about getting to the heart of love, like we said at the top of the podcast, I think a lot of it has to do with loving yourself. And what if we worked on loving ourselves during the month of February?
You know what? I like that. I think that is a really good point. You have to love yourself before you can love others and before you can actually receive love. And I think that as women, we're raised, you know, in that fairy tale, Ken and Barbie, you got to get married and you got to get love from your partner. And I don't necessarily think that that's always the case. As you brought up, you can get love from your girlfriends. You can get love from your family. You can get love from your male friends. And yes, despite what they say, and when Harry met Sally, you can be friends with a guy and just be friends with them and get that love from them. And, you know, I remember this story many, many, many moons ago when I first got married and my best friend got married. And we both were married around the same time, but she had a child before I did. And I was just fascinated. You know, I was just fascinated by the whole thing. I'm like, what's it like to be a mom? What's it like to have this little creature running around? And I'll never forget this. She said to me, you know what, Flora? You think you know what love is. You think you know what love is. You love your spouse and you love your parents and you love your friends and you think that that's what love is. But until you have the child and you have this intense bond with them, she said, this love that you have for this child and this baby is just indescribable. And, you know, that's another form of love and where you can get your love from your kids as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be with a partner.
Oh, absolutely. And I will go just a step further because there are people listening who may not have children. They might have chosen not to, or they couldn't, or whichever it may be. I have a good friend who is such an animal lover. She always has been. She did not want to have children and be a mother that way. But this woman loves her pets. like none other. So, you know, I don't want people to think that if you haven't had a child or, you know, a human, so to speak, around, that, that you don't have the capacity to really feel love towards something. But there is definitely, definitely a ridiculously special bond the moment you have a child. It is, without a doubt, an unconditional love. And boy, are you tested later in life when you don't really like them so much. But you do. It's just an unconditional love.
Well, you know, there's a fine line between love and hate, you know?
Yes. It is kids, so fine. It yeah. is so fine, girl.
Yeah. When your kids are driving you nuts, I absolutely agree with that. And you know that I have this intense love for my son, but...
By the dog. Let's stop it. But, sorry, Sean. Take yeah. a back seat.
It's you know, I'm experienced. He got a dog and her name is Tilly. And I just am in love. I never, ever experienced See? That before. Yeah. So I had a Siamese cat many years ago and I loved Sarabelle to death, but this girl, oh, this Tilly girl, oh my goodness.
Oh, I know.
She just makes my heart swell. And you are absolutely right. You can also feel this intense love for a pet. It doesn't have to be a baby. And I wasn't insinuating anything
oh, I know.
When I brought that up. But sure. yeah, I mean, I love this Tilly girl like crazy. So you can get love from so many different sources. And, you know, Carrie, everybody also has a different definition of what love is and what it means to them. So what does love mean to you?
You know, I think that for me, love is just super simple. It is the way that someone treats me. Mm-hmm. It is just having compassion and listening and having respect for me. And it doesn't mean they have to give me anything tangible. I just want to know that at the end of the day, that's a person who is a go-to person. You are someone I love. And I love you because you really do care for me. And you are a very good friend to me. And I trust you. And so there's a relationship right there that has, you know, just a girlfriend kind of love, you know?
I couldn't agree with you more. I feel the same way about you. And I think what you're trying to say there, which is so important, we respect each other mm-hmm. and we have each other's back.
Yep.
And that's what I need. I mean, that's my definition of love. I know there's the different love languages. It's, you know, you can speak love. Some people give gifts as love. Some people write things. That's love to them. I'm a doer, you know, mm-hmm. I like to do things. To me, that's my way of showing love for you. And I like it when somebody does things for me, you know, I'm over that buying me stuff, take out the trash to me without me having to ask you to take out the trash. Like that's real love. But I do think
I got a funny for you when you're done with that. I got to tell you something funny that is so say, wait, in that same vein, it was about a year and a half ago. I'm in my basement. And you know, I spent like the summer in my basement trying to just clear out 100 years worth of stuff from moves and moves. And I just really wanted more shelving and I just really wanted clear totes. And I really had to state my case to my husband as to why he needed to go purchase these things. Where he was like, you don't really need all of that. Well, he went. And I didn't know it. I could hear something going on in the basement. And I went downstairs and there he was putting up all these shelves for me. And he had 20 big clear tins that he had measured perfectly to know that they would fit in these shelves. And this girl right here burst into tears. I looked at him and I go, you really do love me. You really do.
He really does love
me. It's plastics and shelves that got me.
And I'm going to guess that Todd had a really good night that night.
You know what? I'm pretty sure. That's all you need.
See that? That's
what I'm saying. Take some things off my honey-do list, honey.
Take out the trash, put up shelves. That's love. But honestly, it just comes down to respect. And so during this month of February, when we're trying to get to the heart of love, I think our message here was pretty simple. What you pointed out, you got to love yourself first. And boy, it's just all about respect, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know what? We love all of you. We love that you listen and you humor us and you watch. We appreciate you. And we hope that we will find you back at the next podcast when we're chirping about another topic.